Sally Latch is an 83-year-old artist born in Cleveland and who grew up in Northern California. She left her current home in Mexico to go to the island of Samos in Greece to voluntarily work with refugees fleeing bombings and warfare in Syria and Iraq, just as the European Union decided to turn away newly arriving refugees and send them back to Turkey, which parallels the United States and other countries turning away boatloads of Jews fleeing the Nazis during World War II. The Center for Global Justice in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico, contributed to Sally's efforts and helped make her trip possible. We're going to hear now Sally Latch's first interview of several with a refugee from Syria recorded a few days ago.
I'm talking to a mother from Syria, from Damascus, and she is here with one son and
two daughters.
She's been very, very wonderful to agree to tell her story about why they had to leave Syria and their experience in getting here.
Hello, I am a Syrian woman, a mother of three children, a son and two daughters. I lived as anybody else, a normal life in Syria. I had a husband, I had a house, I had work, and everything was okay before the revolution. I love my country. I'm proud of my country. I'm proud to be Syrian. After the revolution, we suffered a lot. As people, we suffered a lot from everything. We suffered from murder. We suffered from kidnapping. We suffered from poverty. We had nothing to do with the war. It wasn't our choice. We didn't want this to happen. But it happened against our will. I don't know how to say it. All the Syrian people like their country, and we tried to stay there, hoping to finish, but it took a very long time, years, not only days, not only months. It was years, 5 years right now. We are facing poverty, facing fear. For me, it was really difficult. As a mother, if I want to buy anything to send my son or my daughter, I am waiting, looking at my watch, counting the minutes, waiting for them to come back. And sometimes I expect not to come back. Maybe a bomb, maybe kidnapped, maybe someone will shoot them. I don't know. Different ways of death. I lost my husband. I don't know where he is right now. A year ago, he went outside to work like any man, but never come back. I lost connection with him. So I had to go on living with my three kids. My health was getting worse and worse. No doctors, no medicine. And even if there is a doctor or medicine, there is no money. It became really, really very expensive. So the responsibility was doubled for me as a mother and as a sick woman. So I had to have the choice to save the lives of my children. In Syria, I was expecting death anytime for anyone in my family. So I decided to take them and run away from my country. Although it was really a bad feeling for me to leave everything I built in my life, my house, my memories, my family, my friends, I left them all. But I have to keep my children safe. So I decided to take them and run away. And it was really a bad trip to go out of Syria, climbing the mountains with a smuggler. I don't trust, I don't know We were passing through the cities of Syria, among parties, fighting. I don't know who with whom. I was just keeping my eyes closed. I don't want to see anything. I just want to go out of Syria, keeping my children between my arms. The trip at that time hasn't finished yet. I still have to face the fear of the sea. In the sea, it was really a horrible thing. A month before deciding to go by sea, I was imagining the whole night I don't sleep, imagining that I have three kids who will be drowned, and if someone is drowned, whom to save? Shall I save the young or the old? It was difficult thinking that I am the mother, I'm responsible for them. If I die, what will happen to my children? So for my little girl, she doesn't speak English or she doesn't know. I started writing her name and number of telephones in case I die so they can contact my relatives. I don't know. Many, many ideas passed in my mind. And to go in the sea, it was really a very, very bad thing. I hope nobody go through it. In the boat, I couldn't look into the eyes of my daughter so that not to see the fear in her eyes and also not to see the fear in my eyes at the same time. It's really difficult to give her the feeling that everything is okay while I am really very much afraid. We need people to just feel the bad things we are facing and to help us to go on living, because we deserve it. We are humans, we are still humans.
Thank you so much. It's so important that we have this information, because in America and in Europe and all the rest of the world, people don't know the detail, the feeling, what people are experiencing every day, which is very different from what we get news about what the EU is doing and the new regulations every day that they are making out. But how does that affect, how does that impact individuals?
I don't know. Reality is always different from the news you see on TV. When you see is different from when you feel in reality. We felt bad things no one can imagine that might happen. Very, very ugly things. No one can imagine it. And the fear is the most important things. We were afraid to sleep. If we sleep, what will happen? Even when we are asleep, we were afraid for someone will break the door and take my son or my daughter or even take me. The people there were very ugly. They have no limits. They can do whatsoever they want. We were really hopeless. We were really unable to do anything, even to protect ourselves, not only our children, not even to protect ourselves. So we are begging your humanity and feel us that we are humans, we are still humans, we still have children, they have life to go on. They have to find safety, they have to find opportunities to live like anybody else. So we are begging governments, first of all. We had nothing to do with this war. It's not our fault. We didn't choose it. So please, please, don't be together with all the circumstances around us to be upon us. It's not our fault. Please feel the humanity of these children. They have the right to live.
Could you just tell us something about your background and your work? Your English is wonderful. How did you get the English and what your work was?
Actually, I graduated from Damascus University, Faculty of Letters, English Department, and I worked for about 12 years as a teacher of English. But after that, I got sick and I stopped working. People in Syria are civilized people. Are people who like to work. We don't like to depend upon others. We are just looking for safety. We are not going outside Syria seeking for money or for anything else. We are seeking just for a safe place to live. But we are people who are proud of themselves, proud of their country, who work hard, who really don't like to need other people. But it's our circumstances, it's the war that made us refugees. No one day I thought that I might be a refugee, but it's the war. There is no mercy in war.
Can you describe a little bit your circumstances when you were in Turkey? Tell us a little bit more about the boat trip over. Was it in rough water? Was it calm? Was the water that came into the boat, was anyone hurt? And also if the contrast between Turkey and Greece, what was the difference between those two places and your being here in Samos?
Sure, in Izmir it was difficult for me because they saw me, I'm a woman with the three kids, so I don't know how people feel when they see a woman alone. Finally, I found a smuggler, he was a good man, and we stayed in a hotel. We decided for the first time to go by sea, but the Turkish police captured us. And we stayed the whole night till 12 o'clock next day in a place. It's not a police station, I don't know, but it is related to the army. We slept on the ground, and next day we went back to the hotel. And we waited until the weather is good and the sea is good. So we moved after about 3 days. It was really, really scaring to move from the hotel in groups, about 8 people each time. We gathered in a house of 2 rooms, about 50 people. No light, no movement, nothing to do. Just we stayed about 2 hours, so no one can feel our presence there. After that, like a trucks came, and we went there all with our bags, small bags. We stayed about 20 people in one car, and we all laying down so no one can feel us. After that, the balm was ready, and in a hurry, in 5 minutes, we went into balm. Nobody knows how to sail or to drive it. They taught someone. After about 10 minutes moving, we discovered that there isn't enough petrol to reach Samos. So after that, they were pouring it from the bottle, and because it is very dark, they couldn't see very well, so it was pouring on the back of my daughter, and she got burnt because of the petrol. Always don't move, don't shout, don't say anything. We couldn't even the breath. It was difficult for us to take it. So my daughter knew that she was getting burned. But because she can't move, she kept silence. It was painful for her, but she couldn't say anything. It was really a horrible thing. All the children, because I am the mother, I wanted to sit up at the edge of the palm, but I kept my children down, keeping them around with my arms. After an hour, we were really hopeless because the fuel was about to finish. But thank God, thank Allah, we found the Italian Sea Guard, coming, and they saved us. They took us to the island of Samos. It was very, very, very cold. We couldn't feel our bodies. But when we arrived here, you can't imagine the whole journey. I was in incredible stress. But when I got to the boat of the Italian guard, I felt unconscious because right now I feel that I'm safe. They took us to the island of Samos. They were really, really very kind people. They didn't let us feel that we are refugees or we are strange people. Their smile alone let us feel that we are still human, that we are now in a safe place. They can feel us. Anything we need, we got from these kind people. They let us believe that humanity is still there.
Again, thank you so much. What you've told me is really a reflection of what's happened to thousands of people who are escaping war and oppression and violence. And I'm so happy that you are safe and your family is safe. I'm from the United States, and I'm so ashamed of what our government has done in our involvement, the U.S. involvement. I'm 83 years old. Please know that not all of us approve of the government. We're not all murderers. You're about to go off to Athens and then I think go into a relocation program. Tell us how you're feeling, what your health is like now, and if you're getting the care you need.
Actually, after 5 years of war, no doctors, no medicine, and even if they are available, no money to go, my health got worse and worse. Psychologically and more than physically, so it got worse. But when I came here, they gave me everything I need. They examined me. They gave me a report. So wherever I go, I can show them to the doctors so they can help me. For my daughter, they gave her wonderful medicine. It cured her in about 3-4 days. So we are really grateful for all these people. We are really thankful for them. They are really very kind. They are really human. I don't know how to thank them. They gave us hope again.
Reporting from Samos, Greece, this is Sally Latch for WBAI Radio, New York.